Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, greetings to each and every one of you, regardless of where you're joining us from. It is another amazing day to be alive. And I feel blessed. I know you feel gratitude, too, for life on this day. And I am so excited about that because, you know, there are many people who are not alive this morning. And we are alive because there is still so much work for us to be done. And I am praying that something that I will say today will be able to add a few more nuggets to what you are already doing and to just encourage you along the way. So stay tuned, relax, and before long, we will be getting into the episode for today.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I want to be more than just somebody. I want to be more than just a brain. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, as I just mentioned, it is just another amazing day or evening or afternoon, wherever you are. And I want you to just take the time and just to embrace your presence to experience, because you have never experienced this day before. Today is a new day. And, you know, I am getting ready to just delve right into the episode after we do a few more housekeepings. And today's conversation will be geared around or focusing on happiness, success, wealth, and riches, having it all. And, yes, you're probably thinking, this is going to be some juicy dialogue, and I just hope that you will join it. If you are in the Connecticut area or anywhere in the Westchester area, I want for you to reach out and help some French students We have a group arriving from the 2nd to the 21st of August, and we are looking for some amazing families to help them. We have a few that are allergic to pets, so we are looking for pet-free homes. We have two vegetarians that we are looking for a vegetarian community for. So if you are in a position to help, I want you to call me 203-885-5093, 203-885-5093, or 203-241-7638, or email me at dynamicdaphne@aol.com. I would appreciate. It's only 20 days stay. However, you can do any part of the 20 days. And I tell you, it's an amazing experience for you and your family, because here you are having Europe right into your own homes. There are a lot of people who do not own a passport. So to participate in this program where you are having someone from a new culture, a young person that you are helping to mold their future, speaks volume about your openness. So let me know if you are ready to open your hearts and homes. They speak English. They pay their own expenses. We take them on trips to Six Flags, New York, and to Boston. And the amazing thing is that you, too, can come on these excursions. So let me hear from you. All right, if you have not yet done so, check us out on social media. On Facebook, Dynamic Daphne, Twitter, @DynamicDaphne, Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson. And check out our website. You can claim some free gifts there. All you need to do is to become part of our mailing community. And the website is DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. So I look forward to seeing you there and to just be able to share more with you, to be able to share more with you. So I pray that what I am about to share with you will be able to give some insight into your life. I purchased a book from Amazon a couple of months ago, and I just purchased the book because, on you know, when you order books and they tell you what other books that people who purchased the one you're about to purchase also was interested in. And this is the reason why I bought this book. However, before I tell you what the book is, I want to read the introduction of the book to you. And then I'm going to delve in, because when the Spirit told me to do this topic about that we are going to be talking about this morning, happiness, success, wealth, and riches, having it all, I know this came directly from the book that I was reading, and that was why Spirit wanted me to do this today. I'm saying today because I'm in the U.S. I'm on the East Coast, and here on the East Coast, it's 10:09 a.m. So here, I want to read the introduction of this book for you. This book offers you an opportunity to internalize and directly experience the great wisdom of the Tao Te Ching, a collection of 81 verses offered by Lao Tzu's, a Chinese prophet who was also the keeper of the Imperial Archives in the ancient capital of Luang, Xing, and continual decay during a period of warring states. Leostas decided to rid westward into the desert, ride westward into the desert. At the Hankou Pass, a gatekeeper named Ying His, knowing of Latu's reputation for being a man of wisdom, begged him to record the essence of his teaching. Thus, the Tao Te Ching was born out of 5,000 Chinese characters some 25 centuries ago. The words Tao Te Ching, which is spelled T-A-O, T-E-C-H-I-N-G, three different words, translates to living and applying the great way. The Tao is considered by many scholars to be the wisest book ever written, although it is just 81 short verses. It encourages you to change your life by literally changing the way you think. By reading through the verses presented here, which I have pieced together after reviewing hundreds of translations, along with the corresponding affirmation I have created for each verse, you will be embarking on a path that encompasses the profound ideas that Lao Tzu's intended to convey. By absorbing these powerful thoughts, by absorbing these powerful new thoughts and imprinting them into your consciousness, you will begin to see the world and all of its people in a new way. That is precisely what it has done for me. Reading the Tao and incorporating this philosophy into my life has changed me forever. I created this book to provide you with a simple yet direct experience for changing your thoughts and ultimately changing your life. Through a steady use of this relaxing, Tao-centered work, you will begin to live in harmony with your own nature, feeling more at home than you ever felt before, and living what is called a truly God-realized life. The Tao Te Ching offers you divine guidance and virtually every idea, every area of human existence. It is a new way of thinking in a world that needs to recapture its ancient teachings. Work with the verses and affirmations regularly, and you will come to know the truth behind the ancient Tao observations. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. I said, with much love. And the author of this translation that I have in my hand is Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. I want to also share with you the author's notes, and then I am going to go through the different verses that I want to share specifically for this episode, because I know that I am getting such an eye-opener from this book, and I am sure you out there, my listeners, will be getting an insight from that and an awakening, if you may, both for your personal life and also for your professional life. Author's notes. Some version of the Tao, I relied upon more than others. And I would like to especially mention that the version provided by Jonathan Starr in Tao Teaching, the defining edition, was the one I quoted most extensively and the one that most resonated with my vision and interpretation of the Tao. In particular, major portions of verses 6, 13, 18, 19, 30, 33, 38, 39, 44, 46, 49, 54, 56, 58, 62, 67, 69, 72, 74, 76, and 79 were quoted from Starr's translation. I would recommend that anyone seeking to gain a greater insight into the verses of the Tao Te Ching, sometimes that could deepen one's understanding of the ideas provided in this book, should consult Jonathan Starr's version. This edition of the Tao Te Ching is unique in that it not only provides elegant translation of the verses, but also provide a word-for-word translation of every Chinese character found in the original text. By use of this verbatim translation, even those who do not know ancient Chinese can gain a significant insight into the meaning of the original work. And that was the note from Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. All right, I choose to enjoy living the great mystery, the Tao that can be named is not the Tao. And I am reading, I am going to do my best to share the verses that Dr. Wayne Dyer pointed out here for us. And I see the first verse he pointed out that was important to him was verse number 6. However, before I do that, I know that we probably will not have time to share all of the verses that he pointed out. However, I am going to read the first up to verse, up, up, All right. I'm going to try it. I am going to start from the first verse. And I will go into some of the verses that he pointed out for us that we should pay some attention to, which are verses 6, 13, 29, 30, 33, 62, 67, 69, 72, 74, 76, and 79. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. So, that's 21 verses out of the 81 that he highlighted here that came from Star's translation. So I'll be sure we have a two-hour show, so I am sure that we will be able to get into to those verses. So the first verse from the Tao Te Ching reads, "The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. The Tao is both named and nameless. As nameless, it is the original of all things. As named, it is the mother of 10,000 things. Ever desireless, one can see the mystery. Ever desiring, one sees only the manifestation and the mystery itself in the doorway to all understanding." And just listening to this first verse, I am praying that you see the reason that we chose the topic today about happiness, success, wealth, riches, having it all. Because just from that first verse, you can see where we are going with this conversation. You know, if you are a seasoned listener to this show, you know exactly where we come from on here. We are all about authenticity and uniqueness. When my work is done, it is forgotten. That is why it lasts forever. How often you have heard us talk about legacies on here. Verse number 2, under heaven, all can see beauty as beauty only because there is ugliness. All can know good as good only because there is evil. Being and non-being produce each other. The difficulty is born in the ease. Long is defined by short, the high by the low. Before and after go along with each other. So the sage lives openly with apparent duality and paradoxical unity. The sage can act without effort and teach without words, nurturing things without possessing them. He works, but not for rewards. He competes, but not for results. When the work is done, it is forgotten. That is why it lasts forever. I know that there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. Verse number 3. Putting a value on status will create contentiousness. If you overvalue possessions, people begin to steal, but not displaying what is desirable, you will cause people's hearts to remain undisturbed. The sage governs by emptying minds and hearts, by weakening ambitions and strengthening bones. Practice not doing. When action is pure and selfless, everything settles into its own perfect place. What powerful insight. What powerful insight. The all-providing Tahoe is empty. Get unexhaustibly. Yet unexhaustibly. Verse 4. Tahoe is empty, but inexhaustible, bottomless, the ancestors of it all. Within it, the sharp edges become smooth, the twisted knots loosen, the sun is softened by a cloud, the dust settles into place. It is hidden, but always present. I do not know who gave birth to it. It seems to be the common ancestors of all, the father of all things. I work at eliminating all of my judgments of others. Verse number 5. Heaven and earth are impartial. They are the 10,000 things as straw dogs. The sage is not sentimental. He treats all his people as straw dogs. The sage is like heaven and earth. To him, none are special there. Nor is there anyone he disfavors. He gives and gives without condition, offering his treasures to everyone. Between heaven and earth, it is a space like a bellow, empty and inexhaustible. The more it is used, the more it produces. Hold on to the center. Man has made to sit quietly and find the truth within. So now, you see why? You have everything. You have the happiness, you have the wealth, you have the riches. You have the success because what? It is all inside of us and we just need to manifest it. I pay attention to my inner calling, apply my own uniqueness to everything I undertake. verse number 6, and this is one of the verses that Dr. Dyer highlighted in his book. Verse number 6 says, "The spirit that never dies is called the mysterious feminine. Although she comes, although she becomes the whole universe, her immaculate purity is never lost. Although she assumes countless forms, her inner identity remains intact. The gateway to the mysterious female called the root of creation. Listen to her voice. Hear it echo through creation without fail. She reveals her presence. Without fail, she brings us to our own perfection. Although it is invisible, it endures. It will never end." Powerful words. It is through selfless action that I experience my own fulfillment. Verse number 7. Heaven is eternal. The earth endures. Why do heaven and earth last forever? They do not live for themselves only. It is the secret of their duality. For this reason, the sage puts itself last and so sends up ahead. He stays a witness to life, so he endures. Serve the needs of others, and all your own needs will be fulfilled. Through selfless actions, fulfillment is attained. Remember, you can call in at any time. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And add to this conversation, if you have already read the book, I want to hear from you and see what you got out of it. For those of you in the chat room, type your comments and remarks at the bottom in that little box below, and I will read it and share it with the listeners. I live in accordance with nature, and therefore never go against the way of things. Verse 8. The supreme good is like water, which nourishes all things without trying to do. It flows to lower places, lofted by all men, therefore it is like the cow. Live in accordance with nature of things. In dwelling, be close to the land. In meditation, go deep in the heart. In dealing with others, be gentle and kind. Stand by your word. Govern your equity. Be timely in choosing the right moment. One who lives in accordance with nature does not go against the way of things. He moves in harmony with the present moment, always knowing the earth is just what to do. The affirmation for verse number 9 is, when my cup is full, I stop pouring. verse number 9. To keep a full, to keep on filling is not as good as stopping. Overfilled, the cupped hands drip. Better to stop pouring. Sharpened a blade so much that its edge will soon be lost. If your house with jade and gold, and it begins insecurity, puff yourself with honor and pride, and no one can save you from a fall. Retire when the work is done. This is the way of heaven. I suspend my belief in opposites by seeing myself in all. Verse number 10. Carrying body and soul and embracing the one, can you avoid separation? Can you let your body become as supple as a newborn child? In the opening and shutting of heaven's gate, can you play the feminine? Can you love your people and govern your domain without self-importance? Living birth and nourishing, having yet not possessing, working yet not taking credit, leading without controlling and dominating. One who heeds this power begins the call to this very earth. This is the perennial virtue. The usefulness of what is depends on what is not. Verse number 11. 30 spokes converge upon a single hub. It is on the hole in the center that the use of the cart hinges. Shape clay into a vessel. It is the space within that makes it useful. Of the fine doors and windows, but the room is useful in its emptiness. The usefulness of what is depends on what is not. Affirmation. I choose to ignore the seductive lure of acquisitions and flame. Fame. Verse number 12. The five colors behind the eye, the five tones deafen the ear, the five flavor dulls the taste, the chase and the hunt craves people's minds, wasting energy to obtain rare objects only impedes one's growth. The master observes the world, but trusts his inner version. He allows things to come and go. He prefers that within is that without. And verse verse number 13 is another one that Dr. Dyer highlighted. I see myself as King. I love myself as everyone. Verse number 13. Favor and disgrace seem alarming. High status greatly afflicts your person. Why are favor and disgrace alarming? Seeking favor is disregarding, alarming when it is gotten, alarming when it is lost. Why does high status greatly afflict your person? The reason we have a lot of trouble is that we have selves. If we had no selves, what trouble would we have? Man's true self is eternal. Yet, he thinks, I am this body and will soon die. If we have no body, that calamity, what calamity can we have? One who sees himself as everything is fit to be guardian of the world. No one loves himself as everyone. One who loves himself as everyone is fit to be the teacher of the world. Affirmation, discovering how things have always been brings me into harmony of the way. Verse number 14. That which cannot be seen is called invisible. That which cannot be heard is called inaudible. That which cannot be held is called intangible. These three cannot be defined. Therefore, they are merged as one. Each of these three is subtle but description. By intuition, you can see it, hear it, feel it, then the unseen, unheard, untouched are present as one. Its rising brings no dawn. It's setting no darkness. It comes on and on, unnameable, returning to nothingness. Approach it and there is no beginning. Follow it and there is no end. You cannot know it, but you can be it and ease in your own life. Covering how things have always been brings one into harmony with the way. Affirmation. The place of my origination is stillness, from which all creative originates. All creation originates. Verse number 15. The ancient masters were profound and subtle. Their wisdom was unfathomable. There is no way to describe it. One can only describe them vaguely by their appearance. Watchful, like men crossing a winter stream, alert the men aware of danger. Simple as on Craven Woods, hollow like caves, yielding like ice about to melt, amorphous like muddy water. But the muddiest water clears as it stills, and out of that stillness, life arises. He who keeps the tow does not want to be full, but precisely because he is never full, he can remain like a hidden sprout and does not rush to early ripen. You are welcome to join the conversation at any time. If you have read the Tao Te Ching and want to share your experience with the listeners as well, I invite you to call in 646-915-8166. Share your experience, and if your life has been transformed by that, or if your business has been transformed by that, I want for you to say that. If you're in the chat room, I want for you to also be part of the conversation. Now, just a word from one of our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Okay. Continuing, verse 16, affirmation. Amidst the rush of worldly comings and goings, how all endings become beginnings. Verse 16, become totally empty. Let your heart be at peace. Amidst the rush of worldly comings and goings, observe how endings become beginnings. Things flourish each and each by each, only to return to the source, to what is and what is to be, to return to the root is to find peace. To find peace is to fulfill one's destiny. To fulfill one's destiny is to be constant. To know the constant is to call instant. Not knowing this cycle leads to eternal disaster. Knowing the constant gives perspective. This perspective is impartial. Impartiality is the highest nobility. The highest nobility is divine. Being divine, you will be at one with the Tao. Being at one with the Tao is eternal. This way is everlasting, not endangered by physical death. Verse number 17, affirmation. I fully trust that others do know what is best for them. Verse number 17. With the greatest leader above them, people barely know one exists. Next comes one whom they love and praise. Next comes one who they fear. Next comes one whom they despise and defy. When a leader trusts no one, no one trusts him. The great leader speaks little. He never speaks carelessly. He works without self-interest and leaves no trace. When all is finished, the people say, we did it ourselves. And verse number 18, which is another one that Dr. Dyer highlighted, affirmation, I act virtuously. I do not need rules to be kind and just. Verse 18. When the greatness of the Tao is present, action arises from one's own heart. When the greatness of the Tao is absent, action comes from the rules of kindness and justice. If you need rules to be kind and just, if you act virtuous, this is a sure sign that virtue is absent. Thus we see the great hypocrisy. When kingship falls into discord, pity and rites of devotion arise. When the country falls in chaos, official loyalists will appear. Partisanism is born. Verse number 19 and the affirmation. I am moral, profitable, and a genius extraordinaire, regardless of what any transcript or bank statement may say. Verse number 19. Give up sainthood, renounce wisdom, and it will be 100 times better for everyone. Throw away morality and justice, and people will do the right things. Throw away industry and profit, and there will be no thieves. All of these are outward forms alone. They are not sufficient in themselves. It is more important to see the simplicity, to realize one's true nature, to cast off selflessness and temper desire. Verse number 20. Affirmation. I am doing nothing. Rather, I am being done. Verse number 20. Giving up learning and you will be free from all your cares. What is the difference between yes and no? What is the difference between good and evil? Must I fear what others fear? Should I fear desolation when there is no abundance? Should I fear darkness when that light is shining everywhere? In spring, some come to the park and climb the terrace, but I alone am drifting, not knowing where I am, like a newborn babe before it learns to smile. I am alone without a place to go. Most people have too much. I alone seem to be missing something. Mine is indeed the mind of ignoramus. It is unadulterated simplicity. I am but a guest in this world. While others rush about to get things done, I accept that what it offered. I alone seem foolish, earning little, spending less. Other people strive for fame. I avoid the limelight, preferring to be left alone. Indeed, I seem like an idiot. No mind, no worries. I drift like a wave on the ocean. I blow as aimless as the wind. All men settle down in their groves. I alone am stubborn and remain outside. But wherein I am most different from others is in knowing to take sustenance from the Great Mother. Verse number 21. How do I know the way of all things at the beginning? I see it within myself. Verse number 21. The greatest virtue is to follow the toe to the toe and the toe alone. The toe is exclusive and intangible. Although formless and intangible, it gives rise to form. Although vague and elusive, it gives rise to shapeless. Although dark and obscure, it is the spirit, that essence, the life breeze of all things. Although its name and has preserved in order to record the beginning of all things. How do I know the way of all things and the beginning? I look inside myself and see what is within me. Verse number 22. I resist any brokenness by being flexible and bending when the storm appears. I don't know if you recall when a few months ago I did an episode called Bending with the Wind. Verse number 22. The flexibility, the flexible and preserve unbroken. The bend becomes straight. The empty become filled. The exhausted become renewed. The poor are enriched. The rich are confounded. Therefore the sage embraces the one, becomes because he does not display himself. People can see his light because he has nothing to prove. People can trust his words because he does not know who recognize themselves in him, because he has no goal in mind. Therefore, he does succeed. The old saying that the flexible are preserved unbroken is surely right. If you have truly attained wholeness, everything will be flocked to you. It is like a magnet, you know. Verse 23, affirmation. All of nature, no storm can last forever. 23. To talk little is natural. Fierce winds do not blow all morning. A downpour of rain does not last the day. Who does this? Heaven and earth. But these are exaggerated force effects. And that is why they cannot be sustained. If heaven and earth cannot sustain a forced action, how much less is man able to do so? Those who follow the way become one with the way. Those who follow goodness become one with goodness. Those who stay from the way and goodness become one with failure. If you conform to the way, its powers flow through you. Your actions become those of nature, and your ways become those of heaven. Open yourself to the power and trust your natural response. Even then, everything will fall into place. Verse number 24. Affirmation. Boasting and showing off are examples of super phallus excess. These practices must be uprooted, thrown out, and left behind forever. Verse number 24. If you stand on tiptoe, you cannot stand firmly. If you take long steps, you cannot walk far. Showing off does not reveal enlightenment. Boasting will not produce accomplishment. He who is self-righteous is not respected. He who brags will not endure. All these ways of acting are odious, distasteful. They are superfluous excesses. They are like a pain in the stomach, a tumor in the body. When walking the path of the Tao, this is the very stuff that must be uprooted throughout and left behind. Verse number 25. I come from greatness. I attract greatness. I am greatness. I want you to say that with me. I come from greatness. I attract greatness. I am. Again, I come from greatness. I attract greatness. I am greatness. The next thing I want you to repeat at this time is, I am happy, I choose happiness. I am happy, I choose happiness. I am successful. I am successful in all that I undertake. I am wealthy. I am wealthy because I'm experiencing wonderful relationships with my spouse, with my co-worker, with my neighbor. I am wealthy because I have optimum health. I am rich because that which I do every day is making a difference in every person's life. My products and my services enhance the lives of those who receive it. Continuing with verse number 25. There was something formless and perfect. Therefore the universe was born. It is serene, empty, solitary, unchanging, infinite, eternal, present. It is the mother of the universe. For lack of a better name, I call it Tao, T-A-O. I call it great. Great is boundless. Boundless is eternal flowing. Ever flowing is constantly returning. Therefore, the way is great. Heaven is great. Earth is great. People are great. Thus, to know humanity, understand earth, to know earth, understand heaven, to know heaven, understand the way, to know the way, understand the great within yourself. Number 26. Affirmation. I have the ability to stay poised and centered regardless of what goes before me. 26. The heavy is the root of life. The still is the master of unrest. Realizing this is the successful person's poised and centered in the mind, in the midst of all activities. Although surrounded by oppliance, he is not swayed. Why should the lord of the country tilt about like a flood? If you let yourself be blown to and fro, you lose touch with your root. To be restless in the lost one's mystery, self-mastery. Verse number 27, affirmation. What is a good man but a bad man's teacher? What is a bad man but a good man's job? Verse 27, a knower of the truth travels without leaving a trace, speaks without causing harm, gives without keeping an account. The good he shuts through having no lack cannot be open. And the knot he ties through using no cord cannot be undone. Be wise and help all beings impartially, abandoning none, waste no opportunities. This is called followed the light. What is a good man but a bad man's teacher? What is a bad man but a good man's job? If the teacher is not represented and the student not cared for, confusion will rise however clever one is. This is the good secret. Verse number 28. As I preserve my original qualities, I can do or govern anything. I live with radical humility. Verse number 28. I know the strength of man, but keep a woman's care. Be a valley under heaven. If you do, the constant virtue will not fade away. One will become like a child again. Know the white, keep the black, and be the pattern of the world. To be the pattern of the world is a more constant in the path of virtue. Without erring a simple step and to return again to the infinite, one who understands splendor while holding to humility acts in accord with the eternal power. To be the fountain of the world is to live the abundant life of virtue. When the informed is formed into objects, its original qualities are lost. If you preserve your original qualities, you can govern anything. Truly, the best governor governs less. And verse number 29, one of the verses that was highlighted too by the author. And the affirmation for verse 29 is, there is a time for being ahead. There is a time for being behind. There is a time for being in motion. There is a time for being at rest. There is a time for being vivacious. And there is a time for being exhausted. Verse 29. Do you think you can take over the universe and improve it? I do not believe it can be done. Everything under heaven is a sacred vessel and cannot be controlled. Trying to control leads to ruin. Trying to grasp, we lose. Allow your life to unfold naturally. Know that it too is a vessel of perfection. Just as you breathe and the breath out, there is a time for being ahead and a time for being behind, a time for being in motion, a time for being at rest, a time for being vivacious, a time for being exhausted, a time for being safe, and a time for being in danger. To the sage, all of life is a moment toward perfection. So what need has he for the excessive exorbitant or the extreme? Verse number 30 is also one of the verses that's highlighted. Whatever strains with forces will soon decay, I exude any and all forms of violence. I take the line of least resistance in all of my actions. 30, verse 30. One who guide a leader of men is the verse of life, will warn him against the use of arms or conquest. Weapons often turned upon the welder. When armies settle, nature offers nothing but barriers and thorns. After the great battle has been fought, the land is cursed and crops fail. The earth lies stripped of its motherhood. After you have attained your purpose, you must not parade your success. You must not boast of your ability. You must not feel proud. You must rather regret that you had not been able to prevent the war. You must never think of conquering others by force. Whatever strains with force will soon decay. It is not attuned to the way, but being attuned to the way, it ends comes to all soon. Verse number 31, affirmation. I allow my highest nature to come forward by bringing love to the places where I used to live and hate. 31, weapons are the tools of violence. All dissent men detest them. Therefore, followers of the Tao never use them. Arms serve evil. They are the tools of those who oppose wise rule. Use them only as a last resort. For peace and quiet are dearest to the dissent man's heart. And to him, even a victory is no cause for rejoicing. He who thinks triumph beautiful, it is one with a will to kill. And one with a will to kill shall never prevail upon the world. It is a good sign when man's higher nature comes forward. A bad sign when his lower nature comes forward. With the slaughter and multitudes, he have grief and sorrow. Every victory is a funeral. When you win a war, you celebrate by mourning. Verse number 32. affirmation. I trust in the perfect goodness of the Tao to guide and direct me wherever it will. I allow my thoughts and ideas to be carried by the great wave of the Tao. Verse 32. The eternal Tao has no name. Although simple and subtle, no one in the world can master it. If kings and lords could harness them, the 10,000 things would naturally obey. Heaven and earth would rejoice with the dripping of sweet dew. Everyone would live in harmony, not by official decree, but by their own goodness. Once the whole is divided, the parts need names. There are already enough names. Know when to stop. Know when reason sets limits to avoid peril. Rivers and streams are born of the ocean, and all creation is born of the Tao. Just as all water flows back to become the stream, all creation flows back to become the Tao. Verse number 33 is also another highlighted verse, and here is the affirmation. I am placing my desire for power over others with my efforts. To understand that master myself in any and all situations, the things I love, I have to learn to leave alone. Verse 33 reads, one who understands others has knowledge. One who understands himself has wisdom. Mastering others requires force. Mastering yourself needs strength. If you realize that you have enough, you are truly rich. I want to repeat that. If you realize you have enough, you are truly rich. If you realize you have enough, you are truly rich. Okay? I'm sure you're listening and you probably think we would never get to that point. So, richness does not depend on the size of our bank account and our financial statement. Richness is a frame of mind. So again, if you realize that you have enough, you are truly rich. And each and every one of us has enough, more than enough. One who gives himself to his position truly lives long. One who gives himself to the Tao surely lives forever. Verse number 34. By not claiming greatness, I achieve greatness. Affirmation. Verse 34 reads, the great way is universal. If it can apply to the left or the right, all things depend on it for life. Even so, if it does not take possession of them, it accomplishes its purpose. It makes no claim for itself. It covers all creatures like the sky, but does not dominate them. All things return to it as to their home, but it does not lord it over them. Thus, it may be called great. The sage imitates this conduct, but not claiming greatness, the sage achieves greatness. Verse number 35, the affirmation. When I look for it, there is nothing to see. When I listen for it, there is nothing to hear. When I use it, it cannot be exhausted. This is the great Tao. 35, verse 35. All men will come to him who keep to the one, they flock to him and receive no harm, for in him they find peace, security, and happiness. Music and dining are passing pleasures. They are caused people to stop. Yet they cause people to stop. How bland and insipid are the things of the world when one compares them to the Tao. When you look for it, there is nothing to see. When you listen for it, there is nothing to hear. When you use it, it cannot be exhausted. Verse 36. I seek out obscurity by suppressing any desire for attention and recognition. Verse 36. Should you want to contain something, you must deliberately let it expand. How often we heard it say, if you love something, set it free. Should you want to weaken something, you must deliberately let it go strong. Should you want to eliminate something, you must deliberately allow it to flourish. Should you want to take something away, you must deliberately grant it access. The lesson here is called the wisdom of obscurity. The gentle outlasts the strong. The obscured outlasts the obvious. Fish cannot leave deep waters, and a country's weapons should not be displayed. Verse 37, affirmation. Tao does nothing but leaves nothing undone. The Tao does nothing but leaves nothing undone. If powerful men could center themselves in there, in it, the whole world would be transformed by itself in its natural rhythm. When life is simple, pretense fall away. Our essential nature shines through by not wanting. There is calm, and the world will straighten itself when there is silence and finds the anchor of the universe within oneself. Verse 38 is also another of the highlighted verses. Affirmation. I trust my essential nature. I let go of all polarities, and I live in the indivisible oneness of the Tao. Greatness and goodness are one, and I trust who I am, a child of God. Verse 38. A truly good man is not aware of his goodness and is therefore good. A foolish man tries to be good and is therefore not good. The master does nothing, yet he leaves nothing undone. The ordinary man is always doing some things, yet many more are left undone. The highest virtue is to act without a sense of self. The highest kindness is to give without condition. The highest justice is to see without preference. Then the Tao is lost, there is goodness. The goodness is lost, there is morality. When morality is lost, there is ritual. When ritual is the husk of true faith, the beginning of chaos. The great master flows. The great master follows his own nature and not the tapping of life, it is said. He says with the fruit and not the huff. He stays with the firm and not the flimsy. He stays with the true and not the false. Verse 39, I am a piece of the whole, and I act in accordance with the whole of the Tao. Verse 39, another highlighted verse. These things from the ancient times arise from one, the sky is whole and clear, the earth is whole and firm, the spirit is whole and full. The 10,000 things are whole, and the country is upright. All these are in nature, in virtue of wholeness. When man interferes with the Tao, and sky becomes filthy, and earth becomes depleted, the equilibrium crumbles, creatures become extinct. Therefore, nobility is rooted in humility. Thinness is based on loneliness. There is no noble people referred to themselves as alone, lacking, and unworthy. The piece of a chariot are useless unless they are working in accordance with the whole. A man's life brings nothing unless he lives in accordance with the whole universe, playing one's part. In accordance with the universe is true humility. They too must honor means no honor. It is not wise to shine like jade and resound like stone chimes. Verse number 40. I bow to the all-creating power from which I come, to which I am returning. Verse 40. Return to the motion of the toe, yielding to the way of the toe, the 10,000 things are born of being. Being is born of non-being. By following the way, I do not become complicated, extraordinary, and prominent. Rather, I become subtle, simple, and uncomplicated. Verse 41, excuse me. A great scholar hears of the Tahoe and begins diligently. A meddling scholar hears of the Tahoe and retains some and loses some. An inferior scholar hears of the Tahoe and roars with ridicule. Without that laugh, it should not be the Tahoe. So, there are constructive sayings on this. The way of illumination seems dark. Going forward seems like a retreat. Ease way seems hard. True power seems weak. True purity seems tarnished. Pure clarity seems obscured. The greatest art seems unsophisticated. The greatest love seems indefinite. The greatest wisdom seems childish. The toe is hidden and nameless. The toe alone nourishes and brings everything to fulfillment. Verse number 42. I realize attachment to all objects. I release attachment to all objects, status, people, institutions. I gain by losing. I lost by gaining. Tao gave birth to me. One gave birth to two, two gave birth to three, and three begat the 10,000 things. The 10,000 things carry yin and embrace yang. They achieve harmony by combining these forces. People suffer at the thought of being without parents, without food, without work. Yet this is the very way that kings and lords once described themselves, for one gain by losing and lost by gaining. What others thought I teach, the violent do not die, and nature death, a natural death, but that is my fundamental of teaching. Verse 43. The softest of all things overrides the hardest of all things. The softest of all things overrides the hardest of all things. What without substance enters there? There is no space. Hence I know the value of non-action. teaching without words, performing without actions. Few in the world can grasp it. That is the Master's way. Rare indeed are those who obtain the boundary of this world. I let go of my need for more. I live in a state of pure gratitude. Giving is replacing my demand for more. Verse 44, which is another highlighted verse, which means more to you, you are your renown. Which brings more to you, you are what you own. I say that you, what you gain, is more trouble than what you lose. Love is the fruit of sacrifice. Wealth is the fruit of generosity. A contented man is never disappointed. He who knows when to stop is preserved from peril. Only thus can you endure long. 45. The experience of inner peace is the true gauge of all accomplishments. Verse 45. The truest perfection seems imperfect, and yet it is used to inexhaustible. The greatest goodness seems empty, and yet it is used to endless. Its use is endless. Great straightness seems twisted. Great intelligence seems stupid. Great eloquence seems awkward. Great truth seems false. Great discussion seems silent. Activity, cold. Inactivity conquers heat. Stillness and tranquility set things in order in the universe. Verse 46, another highlighted verse. There is no greatness lost than losing my connection to the Tao. I find the bliss of eternity in my contentment. Verse 46. When the world has the way, running horses are retired to still the field. When the world lacks the way, war horses are bared in the countryside. There is no greater loss than losing the Tao. The greater curse than covetousness. No greater tragedy than discontentment. The worst of faults is wearing more always. Contentment alone is enough. Indeed, the bliss of eternity can be found in your contentment. Verse 47. Without going out the door, I can know the world. Without looking out the window, I can see my ways of heaven. Without going out the door, know the world. Without looking through the window, you may see ways of heaven. The farther one goes, the less one knows. Therefore the sage does not venture forth, and yet knows, does not look, and yet names, does not strive, and yet attains completion. 48. In order to endure my experiences of the Torah, I live by principles, increasing my relevance on things. Verse 48. Learning consists of daily accumulating. The practice of the Torah consists of daily diminishing, decreasing, deceasing until doing nothing. When nothing is done, nothing is left undone. True mastery can be gained by letting things go their own way. I cannot be gained by interfering. Verse 49, affirmation. It is my choice to be kind to those who are kind. It is my choice to be kind to those who are unkind, because all nature of my being is kindness, and that is all I have to give away. The sage has no fixed mind. He is aware of the seed of others. Those who are good, he treats with goodness. Those who are bad, he treats with goodness. Because the nature of his being is good, he is kind to the kind. He's kind to the unkind because the nature of his being is kindness. He is faithful to the faithful. He is faithful to the unfaithful. The sage lives in harmony with all below heaven. He sees everything as his own self. He loves everything as his own child. All people are drawn to him. He behaves like a little child. I am an immortal spiritual being having a temporary human experience. Between birth and death, there is 10 are followers of life. There is 10 are followers of death. The men just passing from birth to death also number 3 in 10. Why is this so? Because they clutch to life and cling to their passing world. But there is 1 out of 10, they say, so sure of life, that triggers, and wild bulls keep clear. Weapons turn from him, and the battlefield, rhinoceros have no place to horn him. Tigers find no place to crawl, and soldiers have no place, trust their blades. Why is this so? Because he dwells in that place where depths cannot enter. Realize your essence, and you will witness the end without ending. The last I want to share the last, I'm going to skip over to one of the last shared last highlighted one I want to do is number 54. Was highlighted. I am like a great wave of energy that illumines a room. Everyone sees the light and becomes affected. Whoever is planted in the tall will be rooted, will not be rooted up. Whoever embraces the tall will not slip away. Generations honor generations endlessly. Cultivated in the life, virtue is realized. Cultivated in the family, virtue overflows. Cultivated in the country, virtue increases. Cultivated in the state, virtue abounds. The Tao is everything. It has become everything. To truly see it as it is. In a person, see it as a person. In a family, see it as the family. In a country, see it as the country. In the world, see it as the world. How do I know this is true? By looking inside myself. Whew! Well, I want to also, I have a few minutes, so I'm going to read the last verse of the Tarot for you that is highlighted out of Stars edition, and it is 79. Someone must risk returning injury with kindness, or hostility will never turn. A good to goodwill I choose to preclude my any failure, conflict by mandating love and kindness. Verse 79. After a bitter quarrel, some resentment remains. What can one do about it? Being content with what you have is always best in the end. Someone must risk something, injury with kindness, or hostility will never turn to goodwill. So the wise always give without expecting gratitude. One with true virtue always seek. To always seek a way to give. One who lacks true virtue always seek a way to get. To the giver comes the great, comes the fullness of life. To the taker, just an empty hand. I just pray that, you know, this has blessed you in some way. I know this has blessed me, and now you know that you are indeed. It is your birthright to be happy by choosing happiness, to be successful by choosing success. I know that all the success, all the wealth, all the riches, and all the happiness that you can choose to contain is laying dormant right inside of you. Go out there, make a difference today, knowing that nothing is standing in your way other than you yourself. You have the ability to accomplish all that you are created to do. We are on this journey together. It is not over until we decide that it is over. Each and every day when we wake up and we see the rising of the sun is another great opportunity to go out there and make waves. People are waiting to experience your greatness. So go out there, present your greater good. You already have it inside there. Go out there, manifest it. You are great. You are experiencing your best right now. So you go out there and make it happen. Remember, follow your dreams, follow your destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to tell you otherwise. Remember, let us start living and practicing living in the wisdom of the Tao. I pray that you got something out of this episode today. So long. I love you. See you again on Sunday.
Directing me.